One of my friends from my travels is Rudolph from Mackinac Island, rapper of Mink in her spare time. Two old-time friends completed the list. Janie Briscoe, ranch woman, Uvalde, in town just for the day. Isabel Wofford Weller, friend from my university days, who spent her life raising four children, most of it as a widow, and working as a psychological advisor to public school students. Thought of a grassroots psychiatrist, I'd take it. Our guest who talked was Helen Brown, head of the Frontier Nursing Service down in Kentucky. And I introduced her in part by saying, some of us may be surprised to learn that the circuit rider, for bearing medicine, mail, or the gospel, is not a figure of the past, but of the present and the future. Today, the frontier nurse still makes her rounds by horseback as well as jeep. And she is in demand to train foreign visitors for trails of mercy in their own country. She told us she'd had visitors from Thailand, Ethiopia, India, dozens of Latin American, Asian, and African countries where doctors are few and need is great. To take that training in the practice of midwifery, inoculations, water purification techniques, and nutritional education. Unless we produce more doctors, the frontier nurses will be in business in urban centers as well as the hills of Kentucky. And an interesting counterpoint was another woman doer, Ruth Carter Johnson, daughter of Amon Carter, who is a moving spirit of Amon Carter Museum for Western Arts. One of the interesting moments of the day was when Claudia Marsh told me that she'd listened carefully to what Miss Helen Brown had to say because perhaps she might be able to help through Welfare, Inc. How I'd like to be responsible. And another interesting moment was from the balcony when I was showing a group of guests the trees planted by Andrew Jackson, FDR, John Quincy Adams. Agnes DeMille, the choreographer, told me that it was her grandfather, I believe, anyhow, close relative, who was responsible for the cherry trees that were brought from Japan and planted around the tidal basin. He was our envoy there. Oh, long thread of circumstance. Every day here I learn something new. I asked Isabel to be my house guest for the night. Put a card at her disposal, thinking that this would really mean a wonderful memory for her. And then, later, I had a session with Robin Duke and her dressmaker, a little Japanese named, delightfully, Candy Ono, who is making up a sari into an evening dress for me, and trying to figure out a costume for me to wear to the convention. And then, I snatched a moment with Ruth Johnson to go to the West Wing with Jim Ketchum also, and rearrange the hanging of a couple of the Peter Hurds, to talk about what we might do with the strong and interesting Grant Wood that Mary Lasker is going to give to the White House if we can find just the right place for it. Then finishing up the day's work on the mail, and once more out to the Truman balcony for a leisurely drink with Isabel. 30 minutes while the swallows flew. She's done a lot with her life, and one of the best things is to remain cheerful. I worked on the Youth Utant list with Lyndon, Angie, by telephone with Adley, and with Bess, trying to bring together people who mean the most to the UN and to a couple of important other institutions. Then over to Lyndon's office to sit with him and Walter in a group for long listening